It is essential to be well-groomed, keep yourself up, look good, feel good, even when you're in a long-term relationship. Now, I get it. Life be lifing, so you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to do this every day, but I do want you to care most days. Hello and welcome to Family Planet 365. I am your host, Melina Jackson. Come on in. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad to be back with you today. And I'm glad that you chose to tune in to this week's episode of Family Planet 365, where I'm picking up where we left off oh so long ago. We are on part seven of the long-term marriage and everything in between. And I do mean in between. So by now, guys, you've had more than enough time to be caught up on this series. And if you are new to the Family Planet 365, I encourage you to go back and start at part one, so you can know where I'm going and you'll be able to pick up what I'm putting down, if you know what I mean. So how are you doing? Welcome. And I am so glad to be recording this podcast. I hope that all is well with you and your beautiful family. All is well with me and mine. I just was like, you know what? I need to get back on the microphone and finish this series. And I was planning to come back in February, and that didn't happen. Then I was like, okay, I'll do it in March. March didn't happen. So here we are in April, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get some episodes on the books for this month, because before you know it, it'll be a year, and then here we are, right? So I hope all is well with you. But yeah, everything's good with me. Like I said, I just wanted to finish up on this series, or not finish up, but just continue. But first, I want to talk about some news and noteworthy items. Now, I was looking at my show notes for today, and these show notes were written in January, okay? And I'm like, whoa, I'm supposed to talk about social media. I don't even know what that was about. It was something going on in January with social media, but I can't remember. And then I have Beyonce Renaissance, okay? That's how old this is. So I'm going to give what I'm supposed to have gave, because I wanted to talk about this with you. So you probably already seen a lot of these things, or this is like old news to you. So in this news and noteworthy, it might be there's some past events, and I'll trickle in a few current events as well, just to keep it interesting. So you don't have to fast forward. I was going to say just fast forward this part, but don't, because I'll trickle in some current events as well. All right, so what have we been talking about? I'm low-key trying to remember how I format this show when I talk, because when you're doing a podcast, like, you don't just get on the mic and talk. To make it easier, you should have a format, like, okay, this is this segment, this is that segment. So I'm trying to remember, like, how I run my segments, right? And if you are thinking about starting a podcast, I don't even know where this is coming from. But I would say don't get in your head about it. Just the best way to get, you know, to get better is to just get on here and do your thing. You'll figure it out as you go. So please, if you want to have a podcast, don't let that statement that I just made deter you or make you think that you need to go take a class or you got to get more training and all that stuff first, because you don't. It is just good to be a little organized in your head. But the way you learn how to be organized is just by doing it. So, and I haven't been recording a podcast in a while. So I'm kind of just, you know, trying to refresh my memory, if you will, and pick my skills back up, right? All right, so enough about that. But news and noteworthy. So, all right, let's talk about Beyonce Renaissance. So did you all go see it in the theater? Because I did. I saw it in November, actually, I think it was. And I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was so cool because it's so nice to see behind the scenes. Like, you don't really even know. You don't know all the things that are going on. You just see, like, we just get to see from the outside looking in. Like, oh, it's everything's perfect. It looks so good. Oh, my gosh, she's a queen. But just to see the things that go on in the background, behind the scenes, how much work it takes. I mean, we know it takes a lot of work. But I thought my biggest takeaway was two things. One, I had to go to the restroom twice. And I wasn't happy about that because I didn't want to miss anything. And it wasn't like I could pause it. And here we are in April, guys, and that documentary or the movie is not streaming yet. Because I'm like, man, I want to go back and see the parts that I missed, but it's not even streaming yet. So I hope that Beyonce, she does allow it to stream because I'm looking forward to seeing it because I had to go to the restroom twice. I mean, welcome to your 40s, like mid 40s, like late. I'm in my late 40s. So yeah, I had to go to a restroom break, like tried to hold it as long as I could not. So that's where we are. And that was the first takeaway. The second one was I thought it was really cool how she has one stage that she's using and then one stage that's like on its way to the location. And I think there's another stage that's currently being built in the next city. And I was like, well, I never thought about that. Like that is forward thinking because think about it. Like it takes so long to set up the stage that you have to have like all these parts in motion because you can't just have one stage. You got to have one on the way, one currently being set up and one that you're currently using. That's why those concert tickets be so high because you got to pay for all of that, you know? And I'm just like, wow, that's really cool. And it made me think about my life. Like I know with bed sheets, this is a good one if you don't know this, but like with bed sheets, when you think of like how many bed sheets do I need? Or, you know, bed sheet sets. You need one for that, one that's on the bed, one that is ready to be used, and then one that is in the dirty clothes hamper waiting to be washed. So technically you need three sets of sheets. I always knew that. I don't know where I got that from, but basically that's what Beyonce was doing. That's what she does with her concerts, right? She has one that she's using, one that's on the way, and one that's being set up currently. So the same thing with bed sheets. Hello, you know I was going to bring it back to the family, right? So I thought that was really cool. And I'm like, oh, I already kind of do that, but I just never thought about it like for production. So I'm thinking, okay, how can you be forward thinking in your business life like that? Where you're not just relying on like one resource. Like it's like, okay, I have this in the cooker. I'm using this one. This one's on the way, that kind of thing. So I encourage you to not just if you've already watched the Renaissance film, it's cool to kind of go back and like say, how can I apply this to my life? Because that's really where I be coming from. Like, how can I get better? Because it's always about up and up always, right? And it benefits everyone in the family when you're thinking in that way. Not that you're like, oh, my life isn't perfect, like, or I'm trying to seek perfection, but you always are trying to progress. And we talked about this. You know, it always comes back to this for some reason, but we talk about being, you know, being progressive and like, what can we do to better? To be better, right? We don't get complacent, we get better. And our children are watching that. So I love the film. I loved it. And here we are, like I said, I'll bring a current event in. Now she's doing the whole country music thing. I commend her. I was wondering where we were going with this long blonde hair or platinum hair or whatever. I mean, I'm not a fan of the platinum hair because I'm like, why just because you're going country, you got to have long, straight white hair? Like, I don't understand that part, and maybe I'm just out of the loop. I don't know, but that part I don't really get. And maybe it'll come to me like in 2 years from now, but I don't get why she had to go that route with the hair and stuff to go into country. I'm not into it, and I'm not into it on purpose because I'm not like, I'm a Beyonce fan, but I'm not like die hard. Like, I'm not gonna just go along with whatever she does. I'm not into country music, so it doesn't appeal to me. When I'm riding my Peloton, like Cody Rigsby will play her 16 carriages and stuff, like if we're stretching or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, this sounds good. But am I calling it up on Spotify? No. I was listening to a podcast, Brown Ambition. Shout out to Brown Ambition with Mandy and Tiffany. And they were like giving like this whole review of Beyonce's new country album. And they mentioned the Jolene song and the Black Bird, I think it was. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I was kind of interested, but I'm not gonna like go and, you know, it's not gonna be on my Spotify playlist. Cause again, I just choose not to be interested. Not that it's bad or I don't like that she's doing it. None of that stuff. I'm not interested. Okay. I get to choose. It's my life. I get to choose what I'm going to be interested in and what I'm not going to be interested in. And again, I don't feel like I have to just go along with whatever. I'm not interested in that. So, but kudos to her. Like, okay, again, here's a life lesson. So like either we're going to do the thing or we're not going to do the thing, but we're not going to be halfway in, right? So right away, like after the Renaissance concert, Beyonce like totally changed. Like she changed her hair. She started wearing the country stuff or whatever, the whole country get up, you know. And that was before she announced the album. She embodied a country artist, right? She went all in, like she does everything. And you might say, well, yeah, she's Beyonce. She has to do that. But no contraire, mon frere. That could be for your life. Like, who do you see yourself as? How can you embody that? Become that. Become that which you see yourself as, right? Because she could have easily been like, oh, I'm Beyonce. Like, I'm just going to sing these country songs. I don't have to. Again, I don't agree with the white, long, straight hair. I don't know what that's about. Like, I don't know why she had to go that route. But as far as like the style and the clothes and all that good stuff, that's pretty cool that she did that, because that's helping her, like, for us to see her as a country artist, you know, because now I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, she wants us to see her not as like Beyonce, but Cowboy Carter. And so it works, right? And so in our lives, like, we need to be all in. Like, when you're going out for a thing, you're all in. It's not like halfway in, halfway out, like your long-term relationship. Let's bring it back to that. Either you're in or you're out. There's no one foot in, one foot out, that kind of thing. We're going to go all in. We're going to do the thing, right? So I really respect her for that. And I think that's really cool that she's doing a country album. Look forward to seeing how far that gets her, because I know that she wants to win something, I think. She wants to, like, win an award, I guess. I don't know. But maybe perhaps this country album will get her. What award is she trying to win? Cause didn't Jay-Z say something like she never got this for best album or something like that? I don't know. I don't follow it, but maybe that's why she chose to go this route in hopes of getting an award for best album. I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, love Beyonce. Love that she fully embodies whatever she is going after, or, you know, whatever her goal is. So she's all in. I had something on here for Dave Chappelle. I know he had a recent, not recent, but probably like 2 months ago, he put out a new stand-up. I watched it, guys. I didn't like it. Let me see. What was Dave Chappelle's? Because I have him on my news and noteworthy, but a lot of times we just list these things because it's fresh. And I don't put notes because I like to kind of just go off, like I'm talking to you on the phone or whatever. So I don't have notes, like I don't have specifics or pacifics. But let me see, Chappelle, Dave, I'm going to look it up. Dave Chappelle comedy special. What was his recent one? It was on Netflix. Dave Chappelle. Netflix special. The recent one. Wow, it's not coming up. Okay, what are all the oh. I don't know. It's not coming up. But anyway, it was called Dreamer. Yeah, let me see. Hold on, because I got to pull up my Netflix. Yeah, The Dreamer. Okay, yeah, no. I could tell it was just like, oh, I have this obligation. I have to deliver so much content to Netflix per contract, whatever, per 300 million. so let me just do this. I wasn't feeling it. I watched it, because as soon as I see it, because Dave Chappelle, and then, okay, these are my comedians in order, like my favorite comedians in order from best to good, wait, good, better, best, right? Whatever. Okay, so I love Chris Rock is like first. Like, I love Chris Rock. Always have. Just, I think he's very smart. I love the way he writes. I like how he delivers his material. And you got to understand, guys, I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a comedian. I did stand up for like a few years here in LA and love stand up. Love doing stand up. I love stand up. It's so fun. So much fun. But yeah, it's a lot of work. And so I haven't been on the stage now since 2018, I think. Yeah, 2018. So I haven't done stand up in a while, but love stand up. So I always pay attention to like the great comedians, like how they write, how they're delivering, you know, their beats and so forth. So Chris Rock is my favorite. He does a great job. If you ever watch Everybody Hates Chris, like the reason why that show just is so amazing is because Chris Rock, basically is a show. It's his show, and he was one of the writers. And so he's a great writer and he has a great writing team. So it works every time. So Chris Rock's my favorite. And then, I like Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is also really good. I like how he's just calm. Like, he's just delivering his content. He also a good writer, very deep thinker, Dave Chappelle. And so I like how he, delivers his comedy. And, I would say that's pretty much it. I mean, I have other ones, but those are like my top two. I love Sinbad. Remember what you did? Okay, wait. Depending on the age, you might not even know who that is, but Sinbad is an older comic from early to mid 90s. And, he was really good. He had this whole thing where he doesn't use profanity, and that's what I would do. Like, I didn't use profanity, in my comedy. 'Cause I'm like, you know, I'd rather just focus on the jokes and really get people to think and laugh based on my life than to be using a whole bunch of, you know, vulgarities and, you know, cursing and all that stuff. So I didn't do that, but I like the Sinbad, he was the same way. He doesn't do comedy now, but he was one of my favorite. I remember watching him when I was young and I was like, I really like his comedy style. But yeah, so Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, but anyway, so coming back to why I brought up Dave Chappelle. Yeah. He released The Dreamer. I didn't like it. It just didn't do anything for me. And so I just had his name on here to bring it up. That, yeah, he could have kept that, but I mean, he's Dave Chappelle and he has a contract to fulfill. So who am I, you know, to stop him from doing that? But yeah, it wasn't good for me. And, lastly in my news and noteworthy, I have Northwest on here. And the reason why is because I love her little song. It's your bestie, Miss Westy. That is so cute, guys. Like, love it or hate it, whatever. I think it's cute. I think it's so Kanye to like write that little bit for her, the little ditty for her. And so cool. Love it. Give it 10 stars. Plus, you know, I'm a Kanye fan, Kanye West fan. I mean, I'm the old Kanye. I like the old Kanye, but I don't agree with like the things he's doing now, but who cares? Like, I don't pay his bills, but I love him as an artist. Always have, loved when he first came on the scene. I was like, here is a cute chocolate guy. I love it. I love his style. I like his writing. I like how he's so confident. I loved all the things and still do. Like, again, I just ignore what Kanye be doing now, but I'm the old Kanye. I'm an old Kanye West fan. So when I heard North's song, I was like, that is too cute. I like that a lot. Some people have mixed feelings about it. Like, why would she be saying that? But whatever. It's Kanye West's child. Like, what do we expect? So love that. Hey, and you know what? One more thing, guys. And we got to get into today's topic. I brought up Diddy. When I said that was a cute little Diddy he wrote for her. And it made me think about Puff Daddy or Sean Combs or whatever. How y'all feel about that? Like, all this stuff that's coming out. I don't know. Like, I believe it, you know, but, you know, having a journalism background, I need to see more facts. I know a lot of lawsuits are coming out. So that's a telltale sign right there, because when it's more than one person saying the same thing, then hello, like, Do we need any more proof? But you know what? I want to really back to family. You know, when they talked about like his house getting raided and stuff, I immediately thought about his teen girls. Like the boys are older, but he has teen girls who are still in high school. And I'm like, man, that sucks because they got to go to school, you know, and like their dad's all in the news. House got raided. He's being charged. I mean, he's being accused of all these crazy sexual misconduct things. And I just brought that up to say, you know, I don't really care what Puff Daddy does. I mean, it's Hollywood and it's a whole different world, but you got to think about your kids. Like, how is that going to affect your children? Because those girls are in school. Yeah, you could buy them matching Range Rovers. We can get, you know, couture everything. We can get luxury bags or whatever. But you can't put money on having self-respect for yourself and the respect for your family. Because the thing is, when you are out here wilding out, everybody's going to pay the price for that. And especially as parents, I know as myself as a parent, I think about that. Like, it's not just about me, you know, it affects everybody. And so I thought about them and just was kind of feeling a little sad because I'm like, wow, he didn't really think about that, you know, and obviously, or he didn't care. Maybe he did think about that, but he didn't care. So, I think they are juniors or seniors, in high school right now. I'm not sure, but my heart goes out to them because that's gotta be tough. I mean, I don't care what all you can buy or whatever. It that's tough when your parent, you know, now they're like, oh, he, you know, but he's been saying this like, oh, he killed their mom and stuff. I don't know about that, but I just think that when we out here in this world, we do need to consider our children and how this will affect and impact them. That's really important. So that's my news and noteworthy section for today's episode. You are listening to Family Planet 365. I'm Melina Jackson. This week, we are talking about part 7, long-term marriage and everything in between. And we are going to get into, are you grooming yourself? Like, are you really like putting your best foot forward? Because even when we've been with somebody, you know how you first start dating, like you making sure your hair did, nails did, everything did, and then when you with a person for a while, you like don't even care about those things. No, we're going to talk about that after the break. And I'm going to, if you kind of forgot, I'm going to remind you. And if you never gave it any thought, I'm going to have you think about it. And if you're already doing those things, I'm going to say kudos to you. So when we come back from the break, we will start that topic and we will whip you into shape. All right, more after this. I'll be back. All right, welcome back. You are listening to Family Planet 365. I am your host, Melina Jackson. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Long-Term Marriage and Everything in Between, Part 7. All right, so you made it this far. Let's talk. All right, so we're talking about, do you keep yourself up? Okay, do you keep yourself up? Now, disclaimer. When I ask this question, I am not asking like, do you keep yourself up for your partner? No. Do you keep yourself up for yourself? Because for me, being in a long-term relationship is always about putting yourself first. Now, I know that's controversial. People will be like, what are you talking about? But I've always preached this message, even as a mom of 4. I would tell moms all the time, you got to put yourself first, because if you don't put yourself first, no one else will. And then you're going to be the one, you know, laying out on the middle of the floor upset because everybody's ignoring you. Nobody's going to do you like you can do you, right? So if you're keeping yourself up, doing it for you, then there's motivation. And it's better when you're doing it for yourself. So for instance, you know, I use the example when you first start dating someone, you, let's go back, shall we? So when you first start dating someone, like, you make sure that, you know, you take time to think about what you're going to wear. You think about, like, how your hair, how are we going to do our hair? Are we wearing perfume? Are we doing makeup? What are we doing? And then you're in the relationship for a while, and it's like all that just goes away because there's no time, especially when you start having kids. Like, ugh, what are we doing? Who has time? But, you know, I learned a while ago, like I was a while ago. At first, you know, it was kind of tough because my children kept coming back to back. Like the first two were back to back. Then I had a little break. Then the other two came back to back. And I remember thinking, oh, snap, I need to like change out of these maternity clothes, because I was still wearing maternity clothes and I was not expecting. But I kind of just got wrapped up in all, you know, that was going on. You're nursing and then you're pregnant again. And then, you know, you got the baby in tow and you got a baby in the oven and the bun in the oven, whatever. And so I had to really come to terms with myself, like, okay, I want to get back to who I am because that matters to me. Because remember, I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing it for my spouse. I'm doing it for me because I've always been the type of person that, like, you know, I like to be put together. I came up in the news industry. So it was really important. Like, you know, your hair looks a certain way. You wear your makeup and how are your nails looking these days? What's the skin looking like? So I like that vanity. You know, I love that kind of vanity. So, it was okay. Cause I did have like a brief pause where I just didn't have time. I make sure I take a shower and stuff and, you know, would do my best, but I couldn't keep hair appointments and stuff like that because I had little ones. But I wrote about this in my book, You Can't Have It All in Date Night 2, How to Reclaim Your Life as a Mom. And I'm going to be putting out a second version of that soon. But in that book, I talk about how I remember making the decision after I had my fourth child. And I was like, you know what? If I don't do anything else, I'm going to have me a standing brow appointment. Yes, to get my eyebrows done. Because if anything, I can have my brows done because that like shapes the face. At least it shapes my face. Like when my brows are done, it just makes it like, oh, okay, you took the time to care. Yeah, you took the time to care. So I remember doing that. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm going to have a standing nail appointment and a pedicure appointment. I don't have to wait until I have an event or I need to get it done. Cause I'm going to, you know what? I think it's coming back to me. I learned that the hard way because I would like not get things like, you know, my maintenance and stuff. I wouldn't get that done until it was time to like go to an event. And then you're running around crazy trying to make all these appointments. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. So now I have a standing brow appointment. I have a standing hair appointment. I have a standing nail appointment. I have a standing pedicure appointment. I'm not waiting until I have to go somewhere or something comes up and then I'm going to go. No. I have those standing appointments and they make a difference because it's like, you don't have to think about it because, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, okay, I know I like this kind of look for me, my clothes. Okay, how can I put together more looks like this? So I don't have to think because I don't want to think about things like it's like for some reason, like when you get older, like the mind and the energy it takes to think about things is, I don't want to do that. That's not how I want to use my energy. And that's how I can relate to, what's the guy who created, or he did the phones, the iPhones. I can't think of Steve Jobs. You know, Steve Jobs will wear the same thing over, like, well, it was fresh clothes, but the same look. So you don't have to use that energy to think about what am I going to wear today? Okay. So it would be good to adopt that in your life. Like if there's an area where, you know, you can improve, you know, for instance, if you always want to have your lashes done, like lashes are a big thing now with women, just go ahead and create the appointment, like go ahead and book the appointment in advance. And like, when you're at that appointment, make the next one. So you don't have to think about that or you're not waiting until you need it and then you got to go get it done. So I say the key to a long-term relationship is when you are doing things for you as far as keeping yourself up. Now, this is all about vanity. This is a little vain, but are you working out? Okay. Cause see, guys, I know Ozempic is out there, and real talk, we're going to talk about this. I've been thinking about getting on Ozempic because I'm like, I could lose like 15 pounds. That'd be nice. But, you know, insurance doesn't cover Ozempic if you're not diabetic. Because I went to the doctor. I was like, hey, I want to find out about Ozempic, you know, because everybody's talking about it. Like, it's like really working. Like, I can suppress an appetite or two, you know. And they're like, insurance is like, no, we don't cover that. And I said, oh, so you either got to come out of pocket. I'm like, well, Melina, you could technically just, you know, take out, you know, a little sugar and you'll lose your 15 pounds. But, so it's not really that deep for me. And I don't know if I could do injections like that, but, where was I going with this? I'd be like talking about a lot of stuff in like a little bit of time. Okay. So working out. Cause what I was gonna say was there's no way around that. Like, and I'm not even saying like, you got to do a HIIT workout, like hardcore. Are you walking? You know, do you take the stairs? You know, and I'm not even gonna say taking the stairs, like if you're at work, is gonna count as a workout, because it doesn't. That's just an added bonus. I want you to incorporate working out into your daily life, especially if you're in a long-term relationship. And I'm gonna tell you why. Not only does working out, it basically releases these endorphins where you feel good. It gets you in a better headspace. And it's just something about working out, even when you work out and you might not even be losing that much, you know, you might, but you're going to think different and you're going to feel different and you're going to be more confident. And that makes all the difference in being secure in a relationship, right? Because a lot of times we see, you know, especially in long-term relationships where the woman is the one who gains all the weight and the man usually, you know, they're the ones like still working out and looking good, but the woman just kind of let herself go because she got so much stuff to do. I want, if you're listening to this and you fall in that category, and especially if you've been married or you're in a relationship for a long time, I want you to consider creating a daily workout routine. Now, you only need to do 3 days a week for 30 minutes. Or you could do 30 minutes a day, whatever you want. But you don't need to be in the gym for 2 hours. Like, people who do that, I don't get that. You're not doing that. Like, I ride my Peloton. It's a 30-minute class. I ride my Peloton 4 days a week. Five if I'm really up for it. But I do the Peloton for 30 minutes, and then I might do arms and strength training for 10 minutes because they have the way they break down the classes. So I make sure I'm getting on that Peloton because I'm doing this for me. Because, like, again, you might not even be like losing a whole lot of weight, but you're going to feel better. And when you feel better, like, you look better and you just act better. And you just, it's just a whole full body makeover when you incorporate working out. And then even if you don't, you know, you might not have a Peloton, you can go walk at the park, or like a lot of schools, they have the, you know, tracks. You can walk around the track. Put in a good podcast like Family Planet 365 and listen to this and walk, get your laps in. A lot of the, you know, you have the Apple Watch, you have the Fitbits, all these things, you get your steps in. Be intentional because it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. Because this is a way of you putting yourself first, right? So we're starting with the basic, like you have to work out. Like, I tell my kids this all the time. Like, they're like, you're on that Peloton, blah, blah, blah. I say, I will be riding this Peloton well into my 90s because I like the way it feels. I like the way it's like, this is my self-care. This is how I'm putting myself first. I feel good. I look good. I want to continue this, and I'm doing it for me, right? So if you're not working out, and again, we're focusing on long-term relationships, I recommend that you work out, incorporate 30 minutes into your day, at least at a minimum 3 days a week, you know, a minimum 3 days a week. And then if you're working out, I would suggest that you take a look at what you're eating. You know, are we eating a lot of processed foods? Are we drinking a lot of Diet Cokes? We want to just start looking at our health, the health side, because when I talk about looking good, guys, yeah, it's the makeup, it's the hair, it's the designer bags, it's like what you're wearing. But first, let's start with the foundation, which is your body, your mind, those things, because they matter. They matter. And one of the things I would encourage you is, depending on your relationship, don't count on your partner or your spouse to be like, we're going to work out together, we're going to do this together. Because when they don't want to do it, then you won't do it. So if you can, like, be independent with this, like, this is something for you. You don't have to drag them into it. You don't have to be making big announcements like, yeah, I'm about to start doing this, whatever. Just do it for yourself. And if they want to join you, fine. But it doesn't matter whether they do or don't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay. So don't get dependent on that. Well, my partner didn't work out today, so I'm not. This is what you're doing for you, because you're keeping yourself up. And part of keeping yourself up is the physical fitness, because the body was made to move. A lot of people don't get that. Like, yeah, we could do all these weight loss drugs and stuff, but at the end of the day, we need to challenge the body and we need to move the body. We need to get some physical fitness, like intentional physical fitness in, you know, like taking the stairs, like I said, that's great, but that's not a workout. You know, parking farther in the Target parking lot, that's great, but that's not a workout. That's just icing on the cake. That's a, you know, added bonus. But you're going to dedicate time each week on physical fitness, because we need to be moving our body. We need, because it's good for us, right? So, because like I said, the men do it. The men that I know, they do it. It's just the women, we think, oh, I got to cook, I got to do this. Blah, 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 blah. No, you have time for everything. It's just, what is your priority? And so the key to long-term marriage and everything in between is putting yourself first and getting that physical fitness in, right? Because that's going to be the foundation for everything. And then we're going to go to, what are your undergarments looking like? And I'm talking to men and women. I don't want to be focused just on, I don't want to be sexist and just be like, women, you know, you make sure you keep yourself. No, this is for everybody. Like, in these long-term relationships, let's not get too comfortable. Like, I don't know why that just tickled me, but because next I'm going to tease next week's show or whenever I get back on the mic, but we're going to talk about like being faithful in these relationships, because out here people wilding out, guys. Like, you got all these apps, dudes got marriages and full families, and they on these apps meeting women up in clubs and hotels and stuff. So again, when you're in a long-term marriage and everything in between, you're not trying to stop nobody from cheating on you. Cause if you got to do that, then I don't want it. But what I'm saying is, let's not get too comfortable with just doing whatever. Like, we need to make sure that we have standards, okay? Because, like, I have a standard. Like, my hair's not going to be looking any kind of way. That's for me. Like, even when I take my kids to school, like, I don't just show up to the school any kind of way. You know, we're not going to school in pajamas. You're going to take the time. We're going to put on some athleisure, or we're going to, you know, get dressed for the day. We're going to put a little, tinted moisturizer on if we need to. We're going to do a lash, like put a little mascara on. We're going to do the things, because when you look good, you feel good. And when you look good and feel good, you're more confident. And when you look good, feel good, and you're confident, everybody notices that. And people step aside and they're like, okay, you know, how can I help you? That kind of thing. So not only that, but in a relationship, it shows. And, you know, your man, woman will be like, wow, okay, I can go for this. You know, that's how you keep, like, people talk about, oh, you want to keep things up in your relationship. You know, you got to keep the sex up. Okay, that comes with it. But let's just talk about, like, what we can do that we can control. Because, yeah, putting your best foot forward is one of the key ingredients to a long-term relationship. Because, you know, one of the things that really baffles me, like, when a couple, and I'm talking about married couples, when they're in a relationship, right, and then for whatever reason they get a divorce, and then the woman goes off and she loses all this weight, maybe because she was upset or she's depressed, I don't know, but she loses all this weight and starts looking good because now she's back out there dating. Like, babe, why we weren't doing that when we was married? Like, why weren't you, like, why you didn't lose the weight when you was in a relationship? I don't understand that. It's kind of like when you're living in a house and then you want to put the house on the market, so you like, you know, remodel everything. Why we didn't remodel a house when we was living in it? Why can't we enjoy it? Like, why didn't we make it our best when we had it? Why we gotta be leaving to make it our best? Or why we had to have, we had to leave to be our best? So that's partly not taking your partner for granted. You know, when you take the time to like, you know, do your workout, like get your workout in, you are taking the time to care about your appearance. And we were going, I was talking about undergarments, like what kind of panties are you wearing? What kind of boxers are you wearing? What kind of bras are you wearing? Because again, yeah, this is, they'll benefit, your partner benefits from these things, but this is what makes you feel good about yourself. And see, when you feel good about yourself, you carry yourself differently. And that's attractive. You know, people be out here thinking, oh, if I could just, you know, we just have good sex or whatever, then that's what's going to keep this relationship strong. That's partly true. Yes. Okay. But also feeling good about yourself is attractive. And that's what makes your partner be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, I see you. I see you. And then get this. And I mentioned this like a few episodes back, but like when you work out and stuff, your sex life is different. It's better. It's better. Cause if you walking up and down stairs and you huffing and puffing, and you know, if you have medical conditions, please see a doctor. I am not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I am just going by my experience and I'm sharing this on my podcast. But if you are, especially if you're in your late 40s or whatever, and you can't even go up a flight of stairs, you huffing and puffing, it's time to do something about that. Cause you don't have to be that way. You don't, you know, you can do something. And especially if you have, you know, you're in a long-term relationship and this is a relationship you want to, you see yourself in for years and years to come, then let's get better. Okay. Let's get better because it's available to us, especially in this day and age. Like we have everything at our fingertips. So let's use those resources and be better. So let's look at the undergarments we're wearing. Like, let's care. What kind of pajamas are you sleeping in? Like, are we sleeping in tore up t-shirts? Cause that's a no-no. Amazon has so many amazing things like that look cute, not expensive, but you can look decent even when you go into bed. Okay. We're just going to kind of just do a whole fit check. Let's do a whole fit check when you're in these long-term relationships. Cause it don't, you shouldn't have to just be dating. Cause it's like the people who are dating are the ones who care. When you're in these long-term relationships, start considering like, just cause I'm not in a dating world doesn't mean I can't take the time to consider what I'm wearing, how I'm looking, how am I presenting myself when I'm, you know, getting ready to leave the house or when I'm in the house. Let's look the part. Let's look good, you know, and it's not about like having a full face of makeup or anything like that, but at least just taking the time to care, whatever way that looks like for you, just knowing that you're not taking yourself and your long-term partner for granted. Cause I do see that happen a lot. And like I said, that then you get a divorce and then, or you separate and then you out there dating. Now you care again. Huh? That's backwards. So, let me give you this example. This is interesting, guys. And I might be going off on a tangent, but I'm really confused by Tamira Mowry. You know, the Tia and Tamira. So Tia is already still married. But it's Tamira who divorced Corey. And that really hurt. Like, I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Like, why did they? Because I know she wanted her second baby. She finally got it. And then they divorced. Okay. This is the part I don't really. This kind of brings home what I'm talking about. So, again, I'm on the outside looking in. I don't live with her. I'm not friends with her. I don't know what's really going down. But I'm just saying from what I see, from my perspective. I see her on, you know, Instagram and stuff. Now she's doing like all these videos, like she's wearing short dresses and heels, and she's just doing more provocative things. I'm not even gonna say provocative. I'm just gonna say like, cause we're all the same age. So she's doing things that I wouldn't do, you know, like, cause I don't feel the need to do that. But basically it's giving thirsty. And I'm just like, even people in the comments be like, this is cringe. Like, why are you doing this? And it just made me wonder, like, how was she when she was married? Because when she was married, she didn't like take a risk, and she wasn't like doing all the things and like showing photos of her. Like, she has like on a respectable one piece in one of the videos, but she's showing more than she would have, which I get, because when you, you know, you're married, you don't want to be doing all that. But I'm like, why are we acting this way now? Because you're divorced. Like, did you take him for granted? Did he take you for granted? Like, why didn't you have this playful energy as a married woman? Because now it looks weird. Like, now it's giving thirsty. Like, you're trying to get attention. So what I'm saying is, long-term marriage and everything in between, we want to make sure we are putting our best foot forward in our appearance. In our appearance and our overall health. And part of that is just taking the time. And it doesn't have to be a whole lot of time, but you're taking the time to care about how you feel and how you look. And your partner will notice. And even if they don't say anything, it's okay, because you're doing it for you and no one else, right? So we don't have to wait until we're out of the relationship, or the relationship goes, you know, falls apart or dissolves or whatever, to care. We can care right now. So I covered physical fitness. We are going to make sure we at least get some type of grooming, you know, as far as if you're going to need your eyebrows done, like the facial hair, like I have like a mustache now, like you got to keep that. You got to keep the chin hairs intact. Like, we don't just let things go because we're in long-term relationships. We keep ourselves, we commit to the cause, we commit to the grooming, we commit to putting our best foot forward. And I guarantee, like, if you really just take the time to audit, and it's not about necessarily being negative, but let's take the time to look at what would make me feel better about me. And what can you do? Like, what's one small thing you could do and commit to that, you know, over the next few months? Like, just keep it going. Like I mentioned, you know, I had to make a decision, like, I'm going to at least go get my brows done every 6 weeks. Because I didn't need them done every month. It was just every 6 weeks I needed a brow haul, an overhaul. And so I committed to that. And so I would go to my appointment. And while I'm at that appointment, I make the next appointment. And I didn't let things get in the way of that. Because there's always going to be, you know, something going on at the school, or a child's going to be sick, or something's going on. But I was committed. I'm like, oh, I have my brow appointment, you know. And so that helped me feel like I'm put together, because it don't take a lot. And I'm gonna tell you, if you start incorporating physical fitness, if you aren't already, that's definitely gonna make a difference. Because then you're gonna start to want to like wear cuter things. Because I'm telling you, it's something about working out, even when you're not really losing weight, okay? Because don't ever work out to lose weight. We work out for the to move our bodies and to just feel good, because we release those endorphins, natural endorphins. So we're not working out to lose weight. We're working out to feel good, right? But even when you're not losing weight, you still feel good. And you're going to you just even look different in the mirror. And then you're going to want to start like, oh, let me wear these jeans, or let me do this. And you're going to want to start being a little more frisky, you know? And so it's just, it's amazing. It really is an amazing formula. If you haven't tried it, try it. And when you do, give it 6 weeks, and I want you to DM me or email me and let me know how it's going for you, because it will make a difference, especially in these long-term marriages and long-term relationships, because we get caught up and we get lost and time goes on. And the next thing you know, you look up, you got a whole beard, you got, you know, you haven't shaved, you haven't worked out. That's not, and I'm not talking about everybody, because I don't want to stereotype. I'm just saying, you know, this is one of the keys to keeping a long-term marriage and everything in between. Okay. So I know I find that that works for me, and I hope that, you know, you'll take the time to consider some of these tips, because again, we don't have to wait until we're separated or we out here trying to date to care about if we got our hair done, or what kind of bras and panties we wearing, or boxers. And you know, I even see men getting pedicures because they dating. No, you can get a pedicure now when you're in a long-term relationship. Like I told my husband one time, he was like, babe, can you get this? I said, Janice, you know what? You need to go get a pedicure. go get a pedicure. I'm not going to be doing that. And now he goes and get a pedicure. We don't have to wait till we on dating apps to go get a pedicure. You can get a pedicure now. So that's my message, and I'm sticking to it. Long-term marriage and everything in between. It could be everything you desire, but I want you to put yourself first. And by putting yourself first, I mean you're going to take care of your health. You're going to get physically fit as far as going for a walk, 30 minutes, at least 3 days a week, or taking a workout class at the YMCA. I love the YMCA. Like, that is the ultimate gym for me. Riding your Peloton or an exercise bike, doing something, because you're going to feel good. And that's the key to a great relationship, is you feeling good first. And then it just trickles down to everything else in your orbit. So that's our message for this week. Like I said, the next time we talk, we're going to come on here and talk about staying faithful. Because another really cool thing about when you take care of yourself, when you step out, people notice. Yeah, I'm going to talk about how I get hit on a lot. And my husband's like, whatever. I tell every time I step out this door, like, I be like, and it ain't be young people. And I'm like, baby, I'm old enough to be your mother. But you, I know I don't look like it. I know. But trust me, I am. So I'm going to tell you some funny stories about that and how you really, when you're committed in a relationship, like, you really need to just make up in your mind that if this is, you know, unless you about that life, I'm not about that life because I don't want the aggravation. I just think it's just, you know, having a boyfriend on the side or, you know, cheating. It's just too much work. And again, so you remember, I don't like to use a whole lot of brain energy and power and be thinking how I'm a scheme, how I'm a, I don't have time. I just, I don't have time. One is enough for me. I can't do it. So, I'm not going to lie. I do get tickled when I get hit on or somebody trying to get my number or whatever. I think it's cute, but I'm going to talk about that, how to stay faithful and, you know, what to do if you feel like, you know, your partner might not be as faithful. So we're going to talk about that on our next episode. That'll be long-term marriage and everything in between, part 8. But this week you're listening to part 7, and I hope that it's been helpful in some way. Again, if you have any thoughts on today's episode, feel free to DM me on familyplanet365 on Instagram, or you can send an email to familyplanet365@gmail.com. All right, I'm your host, Melina Jackson. You've been listening to Family Planet 365. I look forward to talking to you again. Again, I am so glad to be with you this week, and thank you for joining me. Until next time, remember, you can have it all. Bye for now.